Do you have learners who are beyond the basics yet still struggle with language and comprehension? Has your learner outgrown all your usual assessments? And how do you program for someone who is more complex than you were taught during your ABA supervision? We get these questions on a regular basis. So we're going to do a 3-hour workshop on this exact topic in person at ABAI. If you're going to ABAI this year in Philadelphia, come join us on Thursday, May 23rd from 4 to 7 p.m. when we discuss beyond rote responding, programming for the intermediate to advanced learner. Look for workshop number 6 in your program book or follow the link in this podcast. Sign up ahead of time so you don't miss out. You will also earn 3 ACE Learning CEUs.
Hi, I'm Shira Karpal.
And I'm Shayna Gaunt, and we're board-certified behavior analysts. At How2ABA, we provide practical resources, community, and support to ABA professionals. In each episode of our podcast, we will be having real conversations with real people sharing real stories about ABA.
We'll share relevant strategies and actionable tips that will make us all better ABA practitioners. It's the ABA content you need that you're not going to learn in a textbook.
We had an awesome year with lots of amazing experiences. As we close out the year, we wanted to share with you all everything that How2ABA has done in 2023 and give you our year in review. So I feel like we just did this. It feels like yesterday that we did 2022's year in review, but the year went by and it went by quickly, maybe because we were just so productive. So let's talk about some of the things that we did do this year.
So I think I may have blinked and missed the year because I can't believe it's this time of year already. One of the very significant things that we did was the Behavior Blueprint. We launched something called the Behavior Blueprint, and it's really a series of videos for paraprofessionals, RBTs. It's 20 hours worth of content, and it varies significantly from like the RBT task list. It's not the 40-hour course or anything, but it's 20 hours, so RBTs who need extra certification for their jobs can get it through this. But really, it's about, you know, onboarding somebody and showing them, you know, what is motivation? Here are some things around reinforcement. Here's how to run some of the programs. Here's how to collect some data, why data collection is important, how to communicate with both stakeholders, parents, clients, as well as other staff members, and a variety of other things in that behavior resource. And it took us quite a little bit of time to get everything together. And it's really exciting to see that it is now live.
Yeah, one of the major goals with How2ABA was for us to make your jobs just a little easier. And that's because we're in the field doing the jobs. And so part of my job became really challenging with trying to onboard and train staff. And so we talked about how amazing it would be if I could just send my staff certain videos to watch or certain trainings to attend, because I felt like I had to repeat the same thing over and over again, and I would get new staff coming in and out who hadn't heard it the last time, but I couldn't remember if I had told it to them. And so this behavior blueprint was really born out of something that I was creating, or we were creating, for our own needs and for our own staff. And of course, we love to share it with you guys to be able to make your jobs just a little bit easier. And it makes such a big difference to be able to have something where you could direct people to, you know that everybody's hearing the same thing and they can come back and ask you questions. And it saves you so much time from having to go from like A to Z with every new staff. And this way, you know that everybody's gotten the same information. So we're super excited at the Behavior Blueprint is finally ready. I think we finally launched it around September. It took us a lot of months to get all the content together. It is not the same as the 40-hour coursework for the RBT training. It's 20 hours, and we really wanted it to be really practical videos and tips for the direct, you know, therapist, paraprofessional, RBT. And we're actually really proud of it. So if you haven't checked that out, then go do that.
We've had a lot of really great comments about it as well. Lots of really wonderful feedback. So for those of you who've left that feedback, thank you so much. Also, people ask, you know, how is this different than our regular behavior resource? And it's different because the behavior resource is really for that BCBA who, you know, needs downloadable data sheets, needs CEUs. So we have a lot of downloads on our membership site. And we also have the free membership as well that, you know, goes through how to do an initial assessment, that type of thing. But it's really geared towards BCBAs or those ABA professionals. Whereas this one is really geared towards the people who are working directly with students.
Yes. So we also are in the process of launching another course. Like I said, we are just trying to fill the needs as they come to us, and we get a lot of requests for different topics. And so we thought, wouldn't it be great to have a course just on this topic with real experts who can, you know, teach us about executive functioning? And that is the course that we're working on with Dr. Alan Schnee. And I know that Shayna has been hard at work with that.
So I don't know if you saw me, for those of you who are watching the YouTube video on this, but I just took a couple really deep breaths because it has been a lot of work. It's been a lot of fun connecting with Dr. Schnee. He is brilliant. And we're chatting all about executive functioning. We have just recorded all of the content for it. But now the real work begins. We need to edit it. We need to do a bunch of other things. Dr. Schnee and I have also been talking about writing a book on executive functioning. So we're really excited about that as well, because it's not your basic, you know, oh, put a visual schedule in place or teach them this or teach them that. It's really the early skills that like, what does an early learner, like a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old need to do to get some executive functioning skills? How do we increase kids' memory load and kids' attention in order to increase their executive functioning and their ability to plan and organize later on in their life? So it's pretty cool.
And last year in our year interview, we talked about being able to put out podcasts weekly, which I think we're pretty proud that we've maintained that in 2023 as well as 2022. Our podcasts have been coming out weekly, and that's thanks to our, you know, time management and team support. So thank you very much. And we've been super excited to have had some really great guests on our podcast this year. We had Matt Tecoria from the Behavioral Observations. We had Emily Barron and Valerie Niger. Dr. Alan Schnee was a guest on our podcast. Steve Ward, Tina Guidry, and so many others. So if you are listening to this and you haven't gone back and listen to those or subscribe, then please go ahead, because they're super informational.
We've also had a lot of those people do CEUs for us. So Matt Sikoria did a CEU on behavior management strategies in the school. Emily Varon is from Ready, Set, Sleep, and she did something on BCBA burnout. And that was actually a joint CEU that we did together one night, and it was free. It was really a wonderful attendance. And it's all about BCBA burnout. It was fabulous. I really enjoy doing podcasts and CEUs with her. Somebody else who is absolutely brilliant is Valerie Niger. She is the autism feeding specialist, and she did one for us on feeding. You should check her out. She's an incredible speaker. We talked about Dr. Alan Schnee. He did a podcast. We're doing another course and maybe a book, but he also did a webinar for us as well. Steve Ward, who I admire so much, and does a lot of stuff on the inventory of a good learner. And that's what he presented on the IGLR. I'm fingers crossed for 2024. I would love for him to do something on play. He's got such great books. I don't know if anyone's seen Steve Ward with his big like clown wig on in his books, but I would love for him to do something like that. So if you're listening, Steve, please, 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 that would be amazing. Tina Guidry did something about how to expand your ABA practice, and that was an ethics CEU, and that was great. We also had, what, 2 or 3 ethics CEUs this year for our members. So it does fulfill the requirement for the BACB as well.
Yeah, part of what's really exciting for us is be able to collaborate with other professionals. You know, we came into this field and into How to ABA feeling like nobody really shared. And so being able to expand and collaborate with so many other professionals and share what they're doing with our members has been really exciting. And, you know, we're still so shocked that people want to come on our podcast and talk to us and share with us. But we do love doing it. We especially loved our collaboration with Sasha Long from the Autism Helper. We did our joint CEU where she presented to her members and to our members as well. And we presented that to both of our members. She presented on the classroom and we talked about behavior management. So we really love being able to do that with, you know, the people that we've been meeting through this field.
It's been really wonderful. I was at a conference a few weeks ago, and it was so great. Somebody flagged me down and said, "Oh, you're Shayna from How to ABA. Oh my gosh, I love you guys so much because you share everything. Nobody else does that." You know, she was like, "I always write my own data sheets. And then I realized that I discovered your, you know, your resources, and there's all the data sheets there. And not only do you do that, but they're all in editable format. So all I need to do is download the Word document and then make a few changes. And I look like a rock star." And I said, "Yeah, that's why we created this. I mean, save time, but no one else was sharing at the time that we did this. And it's just like, you know, we really do want that collaboration. So that's why we put everything out there.
And the feedback is nice too.
Yeah, right.
You should have written that as a memorable moment, because getting to meet you guys, however that happens, whether it's in person or via email, like I always say, the emails that we get, we have the best community. And the people who are, whether you're a member or a part of our email list or on our Instagram or social media, we feel like we have the best community. The people are so kind and so nice and so thankful and so gracious. And even if there's a, you know, a mistake or a technical glitch, people are so accommodating and understanding. So thank you all for being here. We really do have the best audience.
You are all so amazing. I'm tearing up right now. Like, it's incredible how, you know, much of a community we all are. It's wonderful.
Speaking of community, many of you have met Kat Savino, who's our community manager. She does a lot in our community, which is the ability to ask questions. She hosts mentorships. You know, we've had some journal clubs and things like that. She's amazing. And she just had a baby. So congratulations to Kat, who had a baby boy named Leo. We're super excited for her. She's going to be on a bit of a hiatus, which is well-deserved, but she'll be back in January for those of you who have been attending her mentorship and her supervision and all that good stuff. So look out for that.
So congratulations, Kat. On a different note, we grew our YouTube channel at the end of last year. That was one of our main goals, was to grow our YouTube channel just by adding more videos, more content, trying to get our free content out there, getting people to listen to us more. I'm just kidding. But now we have 10,000 subscribers and we're really excited about that.
Yeah, I think my kids, like, it's the biggest joke for them that their mom's on YouTube. So that's just hysterical. Although no one in my family subscribes. So that's okay. We do have over 10,000 subscribers and we are looking forward to growing it, to continue to grow it, because we know how much value there is in being able to show you guys what it is that we do with more demos and more descriptions. And that was a big part of, again, our behavior blueprint and all the courses that we're coming out with, because, you know, the video is so valuable. We are also growing our Pinterest, which is great for all of our downloads and easily accessible resources for anyone who wants it in that form. So that's been a big effort for this year, is really expanding all of our accounts so that wherever you are, you have access to our free resources, to the helpful information on whatever platform is easiest for you.
So speaking of family members, my daughter just discovered Pinterest and she's on there and she's got her little arts and crafts and she's got some cooking recipes and everything else she's into. And I said, hey, let me show you. I'm on Pinterest too. And I pulled up How to ABA stuff and she looks at it and she goes, oh, mom, quick, get off there. Don't click on anything. I don't want this on my Pinterest page.
They're going to know.
Ew, mom. we attended a Hanley conference for a couple of days. That was really informative. And he's just such an incredible speaker. And it was really nice to refresh our knowledge on Hanley as well.
Yeah, we didn't do any much exciting travel for conferences this year. So hopefully in 2024, we'll bring that back and be able to do more out-of-town conferences. We did attend our local conference on DABA and we presented there, which was exciting. We do like supporting our local conferences as well. So those were two memorable conferences this year.
And we're in the process of upgrading our membership experience. So it'll be even better for you. So we hopefully, I'm crossing my fingers that it gets done quickly. We're working with a developer right now to upgrade our website so that it's A, faster, B, prettier, easier to navigate. It's pretty easy right now, but just easier to navigate, you know, with the CEUs being able to hold certificates online and you'll have a specific account so that you never have to go, oh, I didn't get my CEU emailed to me. And then where was that email again? And oh, shoot, I have to like go through and look for this. So it's all going to be in one spot. And hopefully that'll be done in early 2024.
Yes, guys, we hear you. For those of you who are members, we know that there are some frustrations with the current platform. And as much as it's grown, we now have over 60 CEUs in our library. So over the past few years, it almost seems like we're outgrowing our current solution, which is amazing, but it's bringing us to hopefully our next better and improved system, which we're working on now and we're super excited for. So if you're a member, then look out for that in early 2024. We are hard at work on upgrading. We always want to give you the best experience that we can. And so we're working on making it even better.
our podcast episode, actually, when we were recording this one, I said to Shira, how many episodes have we done so far? And I remember when we first started and we're like, are we going to do this? And I don't know if I can commit to, you know, making a podcast once every 2 weeks. And then it was like, really, we're going to go to once a week and we're going to make a podcast every single week.
Still feels intimidating.
We can do this. And every time we press record, Shira and I both have to like take a deep breath and go, okay, we got this. But we celebrated our 100th podcast episode already back in May. It was May 30th, 2023. And that was 100. And we didn't even think we'd get to 5. So
yeah, we're really doing it.
We're there.
And we're consistent and we love your feedback. And that's why we do it. So we're going to continue to do that. And we are just so thankful for all the experiences we've got to have this year, whether it's through our podcasts, our CEUs, our membership. And we're really looking forward to what is to come in 2024. We gave you some sneak peeks on the different things that we're hoping to come out with, including our new website and membership community. And so we hope you guys stay tuned.
Thanks for joining today's conversation. Wherever you get your podcast, please go and subscribe, rate and review so others can find out about us too.
For more from How to ABA, including free resources and ABA materials, visit our blog at howtoaba.com. And make sure that you're following us on social media for more practical tips and updates.